Today's daf is Menaches Daf Kuf, Daf 100, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. Up the Mishnah, more about the Shulchan. Shnei Shulchanos Hayu Be'ulam Mibifnim Hal Pesach Habayis. There were two Shulchanos. So in addition to all the Shulchanos that were in the Heichal itself, there were an additional two shulchanos that were in the ulam, that was the room that separated the azara and the heichal. Echad shel shayish, one was made of marble, the other one was made out of gold. Al shel shayish, the one that was made out of marble, noisin lechem haponim bichnisas, the purpose of it was, the kayanim that were carrying the lechem haponim on Shabbos, to be mesader the shulchan with those lechem haponim, would make a stop. They would first take the bread and put it on this shulchan that was made out of marble. Al shel zahav, and then they would use the shulchan that was made out of gold, be it siyasai, when they were carrying the lechem aponim on their way out. Then too they made a stop, but instead of putting the lechem aponim on the shulchan shel shayish, they put the lechem aponim on the shulchan shel zav. And the reason they had to use a shulchan shel zav on the way back, shemailim b'kodesh v'loy meridin, because gold is more precious than marble, and when the lechem aponim were in the real shulchan, the one that was in the heichal, it was on a shulchan shel zav, so at that point, it would be a geder of ein meridin to now put it on another shulchan that was made out of marble. So bichni sasam, before it was ever on a shulchan shel zav, they were able to put it on a shulchan shel shayish. But biyitziyasan, on the way out, once the lechem aponim had already spent the week on the shulchan, it was on a shulchan shel zav, so it was considered inappropriate to now be moirida mekdushasan and put it on a shulchan that was made merely out of marble. Says the Gemara, mitshechot shel zav, there was another shulchan that was made out of gold, mibifnim, that was the one that was in the heichal, the shulchan, she'ol of lechem aponim tamid. That's where the lechem aponim had to remain tamid. V'arbo kehanim t'chnasim, there were four kehanim that used to enter the heichal on Shabbos to be mesader the lechem aponim. Shnayim biyadim shnei sedarim. Two of the kehanim were holding the two sedarim. Each seder, of course, was made up of six breads. V'shnayim biyadim shnei bezichim. And the other two were holding the two bezichei levayna, respectively. V'arbo makdimin lefneim. But before these four kehanim, there were another four kehanim. Shnayim, two of them, litol shnei sedarim. Their job was to remove the two sedarim. V'shnayim litol shnei bezichim. The other one's job was to remove the two bezichim. So in total, there were eight kehanim. Four for the new breads, four for the old breads. So four for the new breads, two of them were holding two of the sedarim, the other two were holding the two bezichei levayna. The four for the old breads, the same thing. Says the Mishnah, ha-machnisim oim de-mitzafin. The ones that were bringing the new breads, they would be mesada the shulchan, standing on the tzafin side, upneim ledarim, facing darim. V'hamitziyin, the ones that were removing the breads from the previous week, oim dem bedarim, they'd be standing in darim, upneim betzafin, they would be facing tzafin. Rashi explains that this Mishnah works according to the Manda Amar that says that the shulchanois went from Mizrach to Meiriv, thus there's a tzafin sign and a darim sign. And the reason the machnisim was standing on tzafin, because tzafin is always considered the most chashiv when it comes to avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Kachi kadashim, shchitasim betzafin. So there's a mailin, tzafin says Rashi, and it's for that reason the machnisim, the ones that were being mesader, the new breads, they were standing on the tzafin side. Elu moishchin ve'elu menichin. When the one group of kehanim were removing the old lechem aponim, the other group of kehanim were placing the new lechem aponim. The tifchay shel zeh, kinig tifchay shel zeh, tifchay miloshen tefach. So literally, as a tefach of the old breads were removed, a tefach of the new breads had to be placed. Shenemar, and the reason is because the pasuk says, "V'nasata ala shulchan lechem ponim lefanai tamid." So there couldn't be one moment that the shulchan would not have any breads on it. So it's for that reason it literally had to be a bang bang situation. They're removing it, they're putting it, they're removing it, they're putting it, so that you'd be able to mekayim the halacha of tamid. Rabbi Yosef says, "Afilu elu noitam velu manichin afi yosef tamid." No, it's not a problem. You don't need that every single second there has to be breads on it in order to be mekayim the halacha of tamid. Rather, as long as it's there a little bit in the morning and it's there a little bit in the evening, that alone would be enough. A lot more about Rabbi Yossi's sheet than the Gemara. Yatsu, v'nasam al shulchan hazav, when the kehanim who were removing the breads from the previous week took the breads off, they would place it on the shulchan shel zav shayu ba'ulam, the one that was in the ulam, that the Mishnah mentioned in the beginning, k'tira bezichin. They left it there until the shnei bezichei levayna were burned on the mizbeach. After it was burned, now the lechem aponim amutal achila, now the breads are removed from the shulchan shel zav shayu ba'ulam, and the chalas, the breads, were divided amongst the kehanim. What happens if Shabbos was Yom Kippur. Being that it's Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat, not today. So you can't divide the breads amongst the Kehanim, because the Kehanim aren't going to be able to eat it. So the Mishnah says, Achalus Mischalkis Lairavs. Instead of dividing it on Yom Kippur, they waited until after Shabbos. Matzah Yom Kippur, that's when they divide it. Chalius Be'erev Shabbos. What happens if Yom Kippur falls out on an Erev Shabbos? So unrelated to Lechem Haponim, but just Derech Agav, we mentioned the halacha of how the laws of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash were impacted when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So the Mishnah mentions halacha, what happens if Yom Kippur fell out on an Erev Shabbos? Tzivush Yom HaKippurim, the sorrow that was brought on Yom Kippur, the chatas that was Nechal Ukayanim, Nechal Erev, it was eaten at night. Again, it couldn't have been eaten that day, Erev Shabbos, Boi Bayoyim, because it was Yom Kippur. So they had to wait until Friday night. Now the problem is, how are you going to cook the meat? You can't cook it on Erev Shabbos, because it's Yom Kippur. You can't cook it Friday night, and if you wait another day, it's already going to be nicer. So the Mishnah says, HaBavliim, the Babylonians, Oichle Noisei Keshuchai, they ate it raw, Mepnesha Daitan Yofa, because they were able to handle it. Most people can't eat raw meat. The Bavliim had the ability, they weren't such mefunakim, they were able to eat it, and as a result, that's what they did. Again, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama. When it says in the Torah regarding the Lechem Haponim, V'nosata ala shulchan, Lechem Ponim lefanai tamid. What does it mean? Does tamid mean there couldn't be 1 second that the shulchan didn't have Lechem Haponim on it? So much so, says the Tanakhama in the Mishnah, that as the Kehanim were removing one tefach's worth of lechem upon him, the other kohanim had to be placing one tefach's worth of lechem upon him. Because you need a whole set of lechem upon him on the shulchan tamid, which means every single second of the day. Or Rabbi Yossi Shita, who said afilu elu noitlim ve'elu manichin afi hoisa tamid. Tamid doesn't mean every single second. But if it was there in the morning and it was there at night, that would be fine. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, if the Kehanim would remove the Lechem Aponim on Shabbos day, and then after Shkia, Matzah Shabbos, they would be Masad the Lechem Aponim again. So it could be it's a problem because it has to be done on Shabbos. But from a Tamid perspective, it wouldn't bother me. Because Tamid just means it has to be there by Yoyim Ubalayla. So the price elaborates a little bit on Rabbi Yossi Shita, and the Gemara is going to segue and say that this Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, this will have ramifications in other area of Lechem as well. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Yoyim, I feel like it's on the Shachris, Vesider, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't say in the Torah Tamid. What that means is it means you can't go a whole night or a whole day without there being bread on the Shulchan. But Tamid doesn't mean every single second. Rab Ami said, and this Gemara is a classic. For Rabbi Yossi, we can learn halach. If a person learns one perek in the morning and one perek in the evening, kayim mitzvahs layomer sefer Torah zemi. The Pasuk says in Yeshua Perek Aleph, La Yomush Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha, V'Igisa B'Yoyman V'Layla, says Rabbi Ami, Pasha, you would think, what does it mean, La Yomush Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha? You can't stop learning. V'Igisa B'Yoyman V'Layla. You have to learn Torah the whole day and the whole night. But said Rabbi Ami, Midvarav Shorab Yoisi Nilmoid, a phenomenal Kula. Doesn't mean you have to learn the entire day and Yoyman V'Layla literally. Elo, afilu loishan adam, elo perek echad shachris, v'perek echad arvis. If you learn a little bit in the morning and you learn a little bit at night, you can be mekayim la yomer seifa atayr zemi picha, v'igisim ha-yoyim v'layla. Now, incidentally, it doesn't say Tamid in that pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. What it says is Yoyman V'Layla. But Rabbi was shtelling too. He said that just like Tamid doesn't mean every single second, but rather it means Yoyman a little bit, and Laila a little bit. So too, when it says La Yomush, and it says Yoyman V'Laila, it's a little bit during the day and a little bit at night. I'm Rabbi Yoichan, I'll take it one step further. I feel like Korah Adam Elo Kriyashma Shachris Arvus. Even if a person only laying Kriyashma in the morning, Kriyashma night, he daven Shachris and he daven Meirev. Kayim, he was Mekayim with that La Yomush. That's enough to be Mekayim. What was his big chiddush? That you don't even have to learn. If you say Kriyashma, being that Kriyashma, the parashiyas of Kriyashma, Ateresh Shavik Sav, the parashiyas in the Torah, parashiyas Veschan, and parashiyas Ekev, respectively, and Parsha Shlach, that's the third Parsha. But Afilu, like Kara Adam, like Kriyashma, Shachis Va'arvis, does say Skalant. And you can be Mekayim with that, like Yomush Seifa Torah Zemi Picha, V'Igisaba Yoyma V'Layla. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan said, V'Dovaz Ha'asal Oymer B'Fnei Amoritz. But don't tell this to the Amoritz, because the Amoritz is going to think, wow, I don't have to learn. All I have to do is say Kriyashma, Shachis Va'arvis. Rav Amoritz said, I think just the opposite, Mitzvah Loymer B'Fnei Amoritz. Because the Amoritz is negligent to mitzvahs, and sometimes he won't want to learn Kriyashma. But if he's told, Oh, by laying Kriyashma, you can knock off two birds with one stone. You can get the mitzvah of Kriyashma and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And Rashi adds, you can get all the skulois and the brachos that come along from learning Torah, then this may incentivize him, and to the contrary, he's going to learn it. So, two ways to look at it. On the one hand, you don't want to tell it to the Am Haaretz because of the slippery slope. The flip side is, maybe it's a mitzvah to tell it to the Am Haaretz. Either way, the Gemara says that although Rav Ami said, midvarav shav yoyse, it's mashma, that you can be mekayim your obligation of layomer sefer Torah zemibicha begitza yom v'layla by learning a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai took it a step further. Rav Yochanan said, "Om in the name of Rashbi, that even if you learn Kriyas Shema Shachas Varvas, that's enough." But the Gemara says not everybody agreed that way. And the Gemara tells a story. Shaul ben Dama ben Achoisish Rabbi Yishmael is Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael had a nephew. His name was Ben Dama. And Ben Dama came to his uncle Rabbi Yishmael and he asked him a question. He said, "Kigoinani, somebody like myself, Shalomadati Kol HaTorah Kula. Ma'alu my Chachmas Yevanis. Is it okay for me to learn Chachmas Yevanis? Kara all of Amikra Hazeh." So he told him, "Hey, let's take a look." So he went to the Nach. He took out a Novi, he said, it says, "Layomer Sefer Torah Zemi Picha V'Yigisa B'Yomim V'Layla." You have to learn Torah Yomim V'Layla. Tzeyu Badik Shosh Ein Yomim Yomim V'Layla. Ulamay B'Chachmas Yevanis. If you can find a time that's not day and not night, then that's okay to learn Chachmas Yevanis. But if it's day, you have a chiyuv to learn Torah because it says V'Yigisa B'Yomim. And if it's night, you have a chiyuv to learn Torah because it says Layla. And at first glance, what the Gemara means to say is Rabbi Shmuel argued with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and he argued with Rabbi Ami's diuk in Rabbi Yosi, and that is that when it says in the Torah Layomer Sefer Torah Zemi Picha, it doesn't mean a little bit b'yomim and a little bit b'layla, but rather it means the entire day and the entire night. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel told his nephew that even though you learn Kol HaTorah, it doesn't matter. There's no time to battle because there's always a chiyuv to learn Torah based on this pasuk. This whole shmus of how to understand the pasuk of Liyom Shteifat Torah Zemi Bichvis Liyom V'Layla. Please, Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Nachmeni is not like Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Nachmeni. Amr Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Nachmeni. Amr Rabbi Yenison. Pasuk is Einu Loi Chayva V'Loi Mitzvah. This pasuk is not a chayva. It's not a mitzvah. Ela bracha. The whole pasuk is a bracha. Meaning, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the one talking. He's telling Yeshua Ben Nun Liyom Shteifat Torah Zemi Picha V'Gis V'Yom V'Layla. Said Rabbi Yenison, Hashem wasn't commanding and obligating Yeshua ben Nun anything. He was giving him a bracha. Hashem saw how much Yeshua ben Nun loved Divrei Torah. Shenema, as the pasuk says, "Umeshar say Yeshua ben Nun nar lo yamush mitaychayil." I'm like, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshua kol chacha aviv malach Divrei Torah lo yamush seifa Torah zemi picha. I give you a bracha, a haftacha. You're always gonna have Torah, but it's not a chiyuv. If it's not a chiyuv, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you have to learn a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night. It certainly doesn't mean you have to learn the whole day and the whole night. All this is a brach. Tarat v'Rabbi Yishmael. Divrei Torah lo yu alecha chayfa. V'yator eshoi liftar atzmecha. So they say over from the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael that they used to say that a person shouldn't treat his obligation to learn Torah as a chayfa, as an oil. I have to finish my learning. I have a quota that I have to fill every day. The reason is Because it's an ongoing chiyuv. It's not something that you can just patter up. If it's something you have to do, I have to daven, okay? You checked off that box. Torah is constant. It's iyata rashay lifter atzmecha mehen. You never potter from the chiv to learn Torah, so it's not a box that you can check off. Amar Chizkia. Chizkia said, "Ma'idich said, what's pshat in the pasuk?" And this is a pasuk in Sefer Iyov. It says, "Va'af hasischa mipitzar rachav loy mutzak tachteh v'nachas shulchancha mole." Doshen. What does this pasuk mean? Boy, Uresh, Loi, Kimidis, Akadosh Baruch, Midis Basavadon. Midis Basavadon, Adam Mesis as Chaveri. The word Mesis, the connotation, it means to persuade somebody. But it's always a negative connotation. You're trying to get someone to do something that's bad for him. So usually when somebody's Mesis, he's being Mesis Midarke Chayim, or Darke Misa. Akadosh Baruch, Mesis is Adam Midarke Misa, Darke Chayim. It's just the opposite. The pasuk is talking about Akadosh Baruch being Mesis. It says, Va'af hasischa mi pitzar rachav. We're talking about the idea of a mesis, but what's the hasasa? Hashem is saying, go away from doing things that are going to land you in Gehenna. Va'af hasischa mi pitzar. He's convincing you to go away from Gehenna. Shepiyotzar. Why is Gehenna called Pitzar? Because the mouth, the opening of Gehenna is very narrow. Shashanotzar. Because all the smoke of Gehenna gathers up around the entranceway, and as a result, you have to squeeze your way through. It's a narrow entrance. You'll think maybe the whole Gehenna is very tight. Talmud Loimar. There's another pasuk, and this is a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Lamed. That pasuk is also referring to Gehenna. It says, "Ki aruch me esmul tofte gam hila melech uchan hemik."
Hirchiv Midurasa. So those are the words we need right now. Hemek Hirchiv, and it describes Gehenna as a very wide place. You would think, says Rashi, that someone that learns Torah is exempt from Gehenna. Maybe even someone that learns Torah, and then later he's Pirish from Torah. Maybe even that person's not going to go to Gehenna. Talmud Loimer, it says, Gam Hila Melech Huchan. That's in that pasuk in Yeshaya. Vishema Toimar Imba Eitzim. Maybe there's not a lot of wood in Gehenna. Talmud Loimer Midurasa. There's a lot of wood. V'shem ha-toymar zehu schara. Maybe you're going to think that somebody who does the right thing, he learns Torah, and he merits not to go to Gehenna. Maybe his whole schara is going to be that he doesn't go to Gehenna. But who said there's a positive schar? Maybe there's no Gan Eden. Talmud Omer, no. V'nasata shulchanecha moli doshan. That's going back to that pasuk in Iyev. Regardless, the Gemara B'derech Agav brought a pasuk that talks about Gehenim and in the context of learning Torah. It's actually interesting because the Gemara is darshaning two psukim together. One pasuk is in Iyev Perek Lamed Vav. The other pasuk is in Yeshaya Perek Lamed. It's one brisa. It's one long drasha. A lot of words. But some of the words are from Iyev Perek Lamed Vav. Some of the words are from Yeshaya Perek Lamed. Either way, one more Gemara, and then we'll speak out some Reit. Chol Yami Kippurim Lias B'Shabbos. So if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, it impacted Lechem Apan. If Yom Kippur fell out on Erev Shabbos, then it impacted the Kachim that were eaten. You couldn't eat it on Yom Kippur. It wasn't Doicha. And you couldn't cook it Yom Kippur or Friday night, so when you're eating it on Shabbos, there was a little bit of an issue. And the Mishnah said that the Bavliim oichlan oisek yishu chai, they used to eat it raw. Mipnei daiton yofa. Oma Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Oma Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Bar Bar Chana said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Loi Bavliim hei. Now when the Mishnah says the Bavliim used to eat it raw, it wasn't really Bavliim. Ela Alexandrium hei. These were yid that came from Alexandria. But because the Chachmi Eretz Yisrael hated, literally, or disliked the Bavliim, they thought they were saying something derogatory. They ate raw meat. So instead of attributing it to the Alexandrian, who really were the ones that did it, they instead attributed it to the Bavliim. Tanya Namihachi Rabbi Yossi Yomer. This is Rabbi Yossi, the historian. Rabbi Yossi Bechalafta. Loi Bavliim heim el Alexandrian heim. But because they hated the Bavliim, Kairi Nais Valashem Bavliim, Omalei Rabbi Yehuda heard that. He said, Tanuach Daitcha Sheinachta Daitcha. Rabbi Yehuda was from Bavel. He said, I feel better. It wasn't my ancestors that did this. But regardless, says the Gemara, that even though the Mishnah says they were Bavliim, they really weren't Bavliim. It was really Alexandrian. Why would the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael hate the Bavliim? It's a very sharp lashon. Shesoynim as a Bavliim. So Tosis sends us to a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Tes, and maybe we'll speak out some raid about that tomorrow. But for now, we just went through one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, an absolute classic, a Gemara that discusses the pasuk in Yeshua, Perik Aleph Pasuk Ches, where Hashem tells Yeshua, La Yomosh Seifa Atayra Azemi Picha, Vehigisa Boyoyim Avalayla, which literally seems to suggest that Yemuchuyev to learn Torah Yoyim Avalayla, Yomosh Seifa Atayra Azemi Picha. Stating that, the Gemara said that Rav Ami was Medaik in something Rav Yossi said regarding the laws of Lechem Aponim, and Rav Yochanan said it all in the name of Rav Shimon Bayichoy, that it's not true. Afilu Loishana Adam Elo Perik Echad Shachris, Uperik Echad Arvis Kayim Mitzvahs La Yomosh Seifa Atayra Azemi Picha. Not just that, Rishon Bayichoy said, "Afilu loy kara adam ele kriya shema shachris va'arvis kaim lo yomer seif ha'tayim zami picha." Stating that, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel held not that way. Shol ben Dama ben Achosish Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Shmuel. Somebody like me that I learned kol ha'tayru kula. This is Ben Dama talking. He said, "Am I allowed to learn chachmas yavonis?" So you say, "Go find a time that's not yom, it's not laila, where there's no vigisa v'yom of a laila, and then you'll be." In other words, Rabbi Shmuel held that when it says vigisa v'yom of a laila, means no, there's a machlekes tana. Rabbi Shimon Bayichoy held that when it says in the Torah, in Yeshua Perek Aleph, it means a little bit b'yoyim, a little bit b'layla. Rabbi Shmuel held that when it says v'gisa b'yoyim v'layla, it means literally the entire day and in the entire night. The Chidah in the Sefer Birkei Yosef in Yerideya Simin Reish Mem Vav says, the Eshma Echad Kodosh Medaber Rami Umaksha. He said, I heard a kasha from a Kaddish. And the kasha that he asked was an apparent stira between the Gemara that we just learned, the Menachas Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis, and a very well-known Gemara, another classic, in Masechtes Brachos, Daf Lamid Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara over there brings a brisa, Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, V'yosafta D'ganecha, we say it in Kriyishma, Shachas V'arves, V'yosafta D'ganecha, V'siroishcha V'yitzarecha, Mat Hamad Leimar,
Fisha Nehmar, it says in the Torah, I would think, well, you have to learn Torah the whole day. And if you can learn Torah the whole day, how are you going to work? How are you going to be Mekayev Yosafta Digonecha? Talmud Loimar Yosafta Digonecha. Hanig Bohem Minig Derecheres. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you know what it must mean? You do both. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel was bothered with a stira. It says, L'yomash Seif HaTorah Zemipicha V'gis V'yom V'layla. But then it says, V'yosafta Digonecha V'siroishcha V'yitzarecha. So which one is it? Am I learning the whole day? Then I'm not in the field. If I'm on the field, then obviously I'm not learning. So Rabbi Shmuel said, obviously it means you're supposed to do both. Hanik Bahem Minik Derech Eretz. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. So it's true L'yomash, but clearly L'yomash doesn't mean that all you're allowed to do is learn. You have a chiv to learn, but at the same time, he said, Rabbi Shmuel, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to start with V'yosafta D'gonecha before you know it, you're not going to be learning Torah anymore. And Torah Mateheolel, Elo, says Rabbi Shmuel, there's no way to reconcile these two psukim. It's not possible. You can't be Mekayim, Le'yom Shefa Torah Zemipicha, Megis Be'yem V'layla, and be Mekayim V'yosafta D'gonecha. Rather, the two psukim must be describing two different kufos in the history of Klal Yisrael. Kam bezman sheYisrael oisim ritzonei shalmakim. Kam bezman shein oisim ritzonei shalmakim. He said, bezman sheYisrael oisim ritzonei shalmakim melachton nasis al yedei acherim. Then the Yidden are zoicha and they have other people doing work for them, and then they could be mekayim lo yomush seifatayr zavi picha v'gizbe yomivalayla. Bezman sheein oisim ritzonei shalmakim, then they can't be mekayim properly lo yomush seifatayr zavi picha. Rather than mekayim v'yosafta d'ganecha, and it comes at the risk of chalila Torah Matahelel. But to reconcile the two psukim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, is absolutely not possible. Says the Gemara, a postscript to this machlokes. Amr Abaya, Abaya said, Harbi Yosuk Rabbi Yishmael V'Olso Biyon. There were many people who followed Rabbi Yishmael, meaning they were Hanig Bohen, Minig Derech Eretz. They were Mekayim L'Yomash Seifa HaTorah Zemi Picho, and at the same time, they were Mekayim V'Yosafta Digonecha, and it worked out for them. They had Torah, they had Parnassa, it all worked out. There were many that followed Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and it didn't work out. They tried to be Mekayim L'Yomash Seifa HaTorah Zemi Picha, realizing that if they're going to work in the fields, Torah Matei Oleh, V'Loi also be Yodam. Bottom line is, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. How to reconcile two psukim? L'Yomash Seifa HaTorah Zemi Picha, which is a pasuk in Yeshua Perek Aleph, and V'Osafta D'Ganecha, which is in the second parashah of Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Shmuel held it wasn't a stira. What's the big deal? You do both. You learn Torah and Hanig Ben Minig Derech Eretz, and it's also V'Osafta D'Ganecha. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai said, "There's no way. It's not possible to be Mekayim Lo Yomash Seifa Torah Zami Picha if you're going to be V'Osafta D'Ganecha, because Torah Mateila. Frick, this Kodosh brings the Chidah that Lachura the Machloek is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yochai." In Brachas Amen Hey, and the Machloek is Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel Yechoy in Menachet Sadik Tes is Michla Foshitu Sayo. It's literally Fakert. In Menachet Sadik Tes Amid Beis, Rabbi Shmuel seems to say you have to learn Torah the whole day. He told Ben Dama Ben Achoisai that it's not possible to learn Chachmas Yevonis. It's Seyu Badig Shosh, and then you go learn Torah. Here he says, fine, what's the big deal? Hanig Ben Midig Derech Eretz. And Rabbi Shmuel Yechoy as well. Rabbi Shmuel Yechoy said, by us, Afilu Loi Kora Adam Ela Kriish Mashachas V'Arbis. That's going to be enough to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Vilgisa Yom Vilayla. And here, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, if you're going to do V'yasafta D'ganecha, you're already going to be Mevatel L'yomash Seifa HaTorah Zemi Picha. It would seem at first glance to be Svaris Hafuchas. It's interesting, I found Maratzchias in Brachas Daf Lamed Heyom Beis also asks the Kasha. But Maratzchias only asks the Stirun Rabbi Shmuel. He doesn't ask the Stirun Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So Maratzchias was bothered. He says, Kasha de Rabbi Yishmael ad Rabbi Yishmael. But for some reason, he wasn't bothered. Kasha de Rashbi ad Rashbi. And at first glance, Manavshach, if you think the two sugis are a tushta, and we're asking, de Rabbi Yishmael, de Rabbi Yishmael, why wasn't Maratzchias bothered? De Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, de Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So I was thinking, could be pshat is that if you take a look at Rabbi Kiveiga right here in Gilyan Hashas, the lashon we have over here is Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rashbi. Our girsa is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Kiveiga brings that the Shach and Yerudea, Simon Reish Menvav had a different girsa. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yohai Tzadok. It wasn't Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It was Rav Shimon ben Yohai Tzadok. And the truth is that the Chida in Birkei Yosef, and also in Pesach Einayim, on this Gemara right here, he's Meirich, and he brings a whole discussion. What's the right gears in the Gemara Menachas Tzadok test? Is it Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Or is Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak? They're both Rashbi. So is it Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, Reishin ben Yud, Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzchak? Now, if it's Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, it's a stira.
Maybe. But if it's Rav Shimon ben Yehotzadok, then Fashtetzach, there's no kasha. So I thought, Muschel Rishon, maybe the Maritzchis had the Gersa Rav Shimon ben Yehotzadok, like Kvega brings from the Shach, like the Chidah talks about in his Svarim. So maybe it didn't bother him. But I'm going to tell you another Maritzchis. And that is a Gemara Mesechta Soita, Daf Mem Beis Amar Aleph. The context over there is the beginning of Perek Meshulach Muhammad. The Meshulach Muhammad, he was the chief of staff when the Jews would go to war. So he would lead the Yidden into war. And the Torah says there was a script that he had to read. Shema Yisrael. That's how he would begin his address to the Yidden. This is a motivational speech. And Va'amar Lahem, he would start, Shema Yisrael. Zok Teheilige Gemara. Maishna Shema Yisrael. Why did he begin his address with Shema Yisrael? Om Rabbi Yoichan Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yoichar. Om Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Afilu Loi Kiyamtem Ele Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis. Even if you only Bekayim, Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis, Iyatem Nimsarim B'Yodam. They have nothing to worry about. That's what the Mashiach Muhammad was telling the Yidden. That if you Mekayim, Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis, you're good. Listen to the Maritz Chias on that Gemara. Omer Rab Shimon ben Yochai, not Rashbi. Omer Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Afilu loy kiyamtem ela kriyash mashachas ve'arbes iatem nimtzarim biyodim. Nimtze betzidai. Ulai Rab Shimon ben Yochai l'shitasei yazol. Disvira lei b'menachis tav tzadik tes. Afilu loy kara rak kriyash mashachas ve'arbes. Chayim loy omer seifa ha-teri zemi picha. V'gis v'yayim v'layla. Ayin shok. V'kim on the zek. Mikra limurat Torah, yoyim v'layla, shuv Torah agune magni, v'atzulei matzli menapurodis, ayin le'il, that's also Gemara in Soita, davcha, beizav and aleph, v'chein ha'kavano le'kamon, v'chulu. Bottom line, says the Maritz Chias, this is Rav Shimon Baichai l'shitas. Rav Shimon Baichai, who holds that kriyash mashachas v'arbis is Talmud Torah, me'melo, that's what the Mashiach Muhammad would say, afilu lo kiyamtem ela kriyash mashachas v'arbis, you have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, iatem nimsarim biyodam, because Torah is negun matzli menapurodis. But the bottom line is, what girsa did Maritz Chias have in our Gemara? Menachas Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. He had the girsa Rav Shimon Baichai. He didn't have the girsa Rav Shimon Ben Yoy Tzadik. It's clear right there in Menachas Mem Beis. That's the lishitasa that he's making to the other Rav Shimon Baichai in Soita Mem Beis. He spells out Rav Shimon Baichai. The bottom line is, it's interesting that Maritz Chias was bothered with the stira the Rabbi Shmuel at Rabbi Shmuel, not with the stira the Rashbi at Rashbi. The Maisa, there's a lot to say regarding this machlokes. There's some more pashta terutzim, more pilpul diga terutzim. We'll just speak out one pilpul diga terutz. And that is, as it relates to the stira in Rabbi Yishmal ad Rabbi Yishmal. There are two separate kashas. There's Rashbi ad Rashbi, and there's Rabbi Yishmal ad Rabbi Yishmal. As it relates to Rabbi Yishmal ad Rabbi Yishmal, in our Gemara, Menachas Sadik Tesam and Beis, he told Ben Dama Ben Achoisai that it's not possible. There's no time to learn. I can't help you. There's no time to learn Chachmas Yevanis because you have to learn Torah, Yom Ha'Layla. And here in Brachas Lam and Ham and Beis, Rabbi Shmuel said, Hanig Bahen, Minig Derech Eretz. The last Mishnah in Masechtes Kedushin brings a halacha. Rabbi Meir says, Chayiv Adam Lelaminis Benoy Umnis. Every father has an obligation to teach his son an Umnis. If you go fight during the Mishnah, Rabbi Neroy said, Maniach Hani Kol Umnis Sheba Olam, Ve'ini Melamed Bini Ela Torah. I'm going to leave Kol Umnis Sheba Olam, Ve'ini Melamed Bini Ela Torah. And the Briskerov in his Chedushei Maron Riz Halevi Ala Torah in Parashas Chayisara asks the obvious question. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel that Rav Neroy was Rav Meir. And if Rav Neroy was Rav Meir, you have a steer in Rav Meir. Here Rav Meir says Chayiv Adam L'Laminis B'Noy Umnis. And here you have Rav Meir, Rav Neroy saying Maniach Ani Kol Umnis Sheba Olam Ve'enim Melamed B'ni Ela Torah. Says the Briskerov Haflefel. We know the Gemara in Brachas Lamin Hamid Beis. We just learned the Gemara together. Machloik is Rabbi Shmuel Rav Shbi. Rabbi Shmuel said Yasafto De Ganecha La Yomer Seif HaTorah Zemi Picha Hanik ben Minig Derech Eretz. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, no, Efshar Adam Chayrish B'Shas Chrisha V'Zayreh B'Shas Riyah Teir Mateyala. Ella, if you want to be Mekayim Lo Yomash Seif HaDayir Zemi Picha, that's fine. But there's no room for Yosafa V'Yosafa D'Ganecha. The Gemara fears Ois, and the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Har B'Yosu K'Rabi Yishmol V'Olso B'Yodam. Har B'Yosu K'Rabi Shimon Bar Yochai, V'Loy Olso B'Yodam. Says the Biskarov, it's for that reason that the Rishayim are all passing like Rabbi Yishmol. Because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yishmol's Mahalach worked, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Mahalach didn't work. And it's for that reason the Halacha Psuke is like Rabbi Yishmol, that Hanig Bohem Minig Derech Eretz. If a person wakes up in the morning, goes to work, he's not doing something wrong. He's not Vakaret. He's being Mekayim Rabbi Yishmol. There's a Halacha of Hanig Bohem Minig Derech Eretz. Stating that, says the Briskerov, that what's the Makar that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yishmol and not like Rashbi? Because Harbi Yosek Rabbi Shmova also Harbi Yosek Rabbi Shmova also be Adam, but you have to be Medayik L'Shoyne Yazov Shal Abaya. It was only Harbi Yosek Rabbi Shmova Yichay V'Lo Yosek be Adam, but it's Mashma. There were a myriad of people that followed Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and it did work. And it's for that reason, said the Briskerov, it's mavur, that there's a mita, that even though it's true for the masses, for the harbe, Rav Shimon bar Yochai doesn't work. But for the yachid, Rav Shimon bar Yochai could work. And said the Briskrov, that's pshat in the Mishnah. That Rav Meir said, for the masses, chayiv odom lulamin espana yomnes. You know why? Because la halacha, that halacha is like Rabbi Yishmael. That hanik ben minig derech eretz. Because harbe also k'Rabbi Yishmael va also be yadim. Harbe also k'Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'loy also be yadim. But at the same time, if a person wants to try to be from the yichidim, and he's going to follow the blueprint of what it takes to be that yachid, harishus nesuna be yadim. Even though the halacha is like Rabbi Yishmael, there is a midah of shitas Rabbi Yishmael that's oiskalta, and that's okay. And that's what Rabbi Neroy was saying. The same Rabbi Meir who paskin for Klal Yisrael, Chayav Adam Lulaminas Ben Oteira said that as it relates to me, my son, I want the best for my son. And Maniach Ani Kol Umnisha Ba'olam Ve'enim Lulamin B'ni El Oteira. And the Biskarov said that Kiyodua, this is what the Rambam means in the end of Hilchas Shemitah V'Yovel. After the Rambam talks about Shevet Levi, how Shevet Levi had no chelik v'nachla in Eretz Yisrael, their job is to be muvdol and mufrash, their kodesh kadashim, Hashem hu nachal asay. Says the Rambam, v'loy Shevet Levi v'vavad. It's not only true for Shevet Levi. El kol ish v'ish mikol b'yoylam. Any person, Hashem nod v'ruchay oysay, v'hivina midei lihibadah, lamed of nei Hashem l'shoyos v'lov l'leas Hashem v'holach yashak m'ay shasoy l'kim. U'parak mi'al tzavari ol chashboynes harabim. Hashem b'ikshum nei adam harazin is kadosh kodesh kadashim. Any person that wants, not only a Levi, he has a right to be mekadosh himself kodesh kadashim. V'yi Hashem chelkoy v'nachal asay l'oylam u'lo'om ne'aylam. V'yiskoloy b'oylam hazeh davar hamas. And it's all going to work out for them. Just like Hashem took care of the Adam and the Levian, even though they didn't work, they didn't have field to work. So to Hashem is going to take care of this Yachid as well. A Yachid has a right to say, I want to be Kodesh Kedoshim. Hashem will take care of me, just like Hashem took care of the Adam and the Levian. It's okay. That's besides, where did Rambam get that from? The Aloch is like Rabbi Yishmael. The Teretz is, the Aloch is like Rabbi Yishmael for the Harbe. Because Harbe also Rabbi Yishmael be also be Adam. And Harbe also Rabbi Yishmael also be Adam. But as it relates to the Miyot's going to be different. In other words, what's coming out is that even though we paskin like Rabbi Yishmael, Hanik ben Minik derech Eretz, but at the same time there is a midah of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and the midah of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai relates to the midah. But I want to tell you a dover chadosh, and that is the Mishnah says. This is a Mishnah we speak at all the time because there's a Ksav Sofer on this Mishnah that we speak at all the time. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi Yomer. It's Pirkei Avos, Perek Dal Mishnei. Haloimet Amanas Lelamid. If somebody learns Torah, Amanas Lelamid, Maspikin Biyodai, Lilmoid Ulelamid. Valoimet Amanas Lasois, Maspikin Biyodai, Lilmoid Ulelamid, Lishmar Velasois. Says Rabbi Chaim Velozhina in Ruach Chaim. Alpimash Nechleku Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Bebrachis. The Rabbi Shmuel Sphere Relash, Hanuk Ben Minig Derech Eretz, Rabbi Shimon. Etc. Says Reb Chaim Velozhin, listen to this, that in that Gemara it's mavur, that there's a concept that a person could say, I'm going to learn Torah and I'm going to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of me. Hashem will be maspik for me what it is I need. Hashem will work everything out for me. You see in that Gemara there's such a midah. Now whose midah was it? It's Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Reb Shimon bar Yochai said that you can do that. Says Reb Chaim Velozhin, this is unbelievable. V'lechein omer Rabbi Yishmol ba'atzma. So Rabbi Yishmol in this Mishnah said, if a person wants to go like Reb Shimon bar Yochai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei U'masbik B'yodai, it's okay, he can do it. This is Rabbi Yishmol talking, which incidentally is a pella, because it's not Rabbi Yishmol, it's Reb Shimon bar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Yomer Haloimet Amanas Lamin, and Stam Rabbi Shmuel in Chas is Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha Tzarechim Gadol. But the bottom line, that's what Chaim Velozhin says. He says it's Rabbi Yishmael who Lishitasa happens to be of the opinion that holds that ordinarily Hanik Ben Minig Derech Eretz, but that's only for the masses. That's only for the Harbe. But a Yochid that wants to go ahead and he wants to go B'derech Hashem, and he wants to rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem will take care of him. It's okay to do. Im roitz alelich b'derech Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei U'maspik b'yodai v'day l'mevin. Maybe that's the maven. The harbe also k'rash b'yodai, loy also b'yodai. The miyot also k'rash b'yodai, also b'yodai. But the bottom line is, this is Rabbi Shmuel. Where does it come into the Mishnah? Loimet amanas l'lamid maspikim b'yodai l'moid l'lamid. Haloimet amanas l'asis maspikim b'yodai. You see, there's a midah of maspikim. That's the Rambam's lashon at the end of Hilchas Shemitah V'yodai. level. It's the same exact lashon. There's a midah. Rav Shimon bar Yochai's midah is predicated on a maspik miyadai. And the Rambam says, you could also rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu being maspik. That's this Rabbi Yishmael. Maspik miyadai. It's probably also part of the Daila Maven. But the bottom line is that there's an idea of maspik. But this isn't Rabbi Yishmael. In other words, when the Briskerov was mechadish in Parashas Chayisara, that even though the halacha is like Rabbi Yishmael, if a person wants, he can go like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, it's more than that. That would suggest that you have a right to not go like Rabbi Yishmael. You have a right to go like Rashbi. The lumdus is much deeper than that. Even Rabbi Yishmael was moida, said Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, that I'm only paskining for the hamoinam. Just like Rameir. Rameir said, chayav adam laminus b'nai umnus, but maniach ani kolumnus shabayilum v'ayim laminu b'nai alatayr. It's the same Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael for the masses said, hanig ben minig derech eretz. But at the same time, he was megalatas biramiza, says Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, in a mission in office, that alayman al-manas l'lamin maspikim b'yodoy. Maspikim b'yodoy isn't just a halacha, someone that teaches Torah, he has a siyata d'shmai, the ksav soifu, we always speak out. It's a general rule in all avodas Hashem. Must speak in biyadai, and you can take it to the nth degree. You could be Rav Shimon bar Yochai and rely 100%. So, if that's the case, I don't know if there's a stira at all. It's true, Rabbi Shmuel said in Brachas Taf Lamin Hey Amid Beis, Hanik Ben Minik Derech Eretz. But at the same time, Sudah Gemara Menachas Taf Tzadik Tas. Let's learn the Gemara again. Says the Gemara, Shaul Ben Dama Ben Achoy says Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel had a nephew. His name was Ben Dama, and he came to his uncle and he said, Feter, Rabbi Shmuel says, I want to ask you a question. Somebody like me, I'm not asking you a psak for Klal Yisrael. I have a personal question. I want to know for me, myself, right now. Is it okay? Can I learn Chachmas Yivanis? And he told him back, he never told him it's Aser. Never said it's Aser. That it's a maisa, a rav with Rabbi Yishmael. It was like a backwards answer. He told him, he never told him it was Aser. But it could be Rabbi Yishmael's psak for the masses, Rabbi Yishmael's equivalent thereof, of chayev adam lalaminis benoy umnis. That's brachas lamin hayamid beis. This is the Rab Nuroi Yoimer. Maniach ani kol umnis shaba oilam, the enim alabid beni ala teira, like Rabbi Chaim Volozhin said, that even Rabbi Yishmael was maida to that mida of the mir. It could be that's the beer in this Gemara in Menach. So we know that the Seder Lechem Aponim all went down on Shabbos Kodesh. So it was on Shabbos that the changing of the guard happened, literally, with the Kayanim, that were the guards, the Mishmaros, and it was also the changing of the breads. So that's when the old breads were removed from the Shulchan, and the new breads were put onto the Shulchan. That's when they were machted the Bezichei Levayna, and that's when they divided the Lechem Aponim. In fact, the Lechem Aponim were divided amongst the two Mishmaris that were changing in the Beis HaMikdash. So everything in a perfect world was supposed to go down on Shabbos. The Mishnah is going to give three examples, three tziyurim of where it was done wrong, and the halachic implications of it. Talk to Mishnah. See, there's halacha b'Shabbos. If the lechem upon him was misudar on Shabbos, es habazich halacha Shabbos, but the new bazich levoina weren't put on the shulchan until the day after Shabbos. Take there's habazich b'Shabbos, and then the following Shabbos, they followed the rules, and the two bazich levoina were burnt. Possible. The halacha is everything is possible. The reason everything is possible is because the bazich levoina were not put on the shulchan the right time. The way it's supposed to happen is on Shabbos you put the 12 breads, on Shabbos you put the bazich levoina, and then the following Shabbos remains on the shulchan an entire week. The following Shabbos you burn the bazich levoina, you take the breads off, and you divide the breads. That's not what happened. What happened was, see, there is halechem b'Shabbos, but the bezichim were put on after Shabbos. As a result, it's going to be possible. And therefore, v'ein chayom aleim shum pigel. If there was a machshavas pigel involved, there's no pigel. Because in order to have pigel, you need achiyikrav, hamatik mitzvasai. So you need that everything should be perfect other than the pigel. Not everything was perfect. Additionally, there's no noiser and tameh. Because the only time you have noiser and tameh, the issur karis, is if you're eating something that otherwise would have been mutar b'achila. But being this anyways would have been mutar b'achila, because the haktara of the bezich levoina never had the ability to be matar the lechem upon him, because it wasn't done properly. So there's no pigel, there's no noisa, there's no tummy. Second seer. See, there's a lechem and a bezich m'shabbos. If the lechem and the bezichim were both put on Shabbos, so far so good. But they were makter bezichim sometime during the week, on Sunday, let's say, not the following Shabbos. Psul, it's also going to be possible. Same thing, there's no pigel because there's a problem. There's no noise of the tame because this akhtar's bezich levoina wasn't matter lechem upon it. And only something that's mutar b'achila has the chorus of noiser and tame. See, there is a lechem and a bezich levoina Shabbos. Third case, what happens if they were mesader the lechem upon him and the bezichin both lachas Shabbos?
The hikter said bezichan b'shabbes, and they were makter the bezichan on Shabbos. So what was wrong here? Two things: say the lechem and the bezichan were both put on la'achar Shabbos. Again, it's possible. Ketzad yasa, but here the Mishnah says there's a way to correct it. Yanichenu b'shabbes haba, just leave it on the shulchan, leave the lechem and the bezichan levoina to the following Shabbos. Shafila al shulchan yom rami mikach plum, doesn't bother me. It's allowed to be on the shulchan longer than it's supposed to be. Now, what's interesting is just to speak out as a segue into the Gemara, because this will be the primary topic of the daf, is there's a difference between the first case in the Mishnah and the third case in the Mishnah, even though practically they're very, very similar. In the first case of the Mishnah, the lechem aponim were put on Shabbos, the right time. It was the Bezicha Levoina that were put on improperly. The Bezicha Levoina were put on Sunday. In the third case, both the Lechem Aponim and the Bezicha Levoina were both put on Sunday. In the third case, there's a way to amend the issue. In the first case, there isn't. What was the way to fix the problem? Just leave it on another week. You don't have to make a pasta. You don't have to burn it. Just leave it on a whole another week, and the following Shabbos, you get a beard, the Bezicha Levoina. What's the difference? Why can't you do the same thing in the first case? The Bezicha Levoina were put on Sunday. The lechem aponim themselves will put on Shabbos. Just leave the lechem and the bezicha levoina another, go through another cycle, another full week. And right, if you can't be makter, the bezicha levoina, and you can't eat the lechem aponim, you can end up with kachem, that's pasul. That's a very bad thing. We don't want that. So why don't we just leave it there for another full week and make it work? Teretz is very simple. Because in the first case, the breads were put on properly. This is the mafteach to the whole daf. The breads were put on in the right time. I meant you. The breads were put on the whole time. And being that the breads were put on the whole time, you can't leave them there more than a week because they're going to be possible, you know. But it's being that you put the breads on in the proper time, the shulchan was mikadesh the lechem. Once it's mikadesh it has kedusha. If it stays there beyond the time it's allowed to be there, it's pasulina. Now, the pasulina of the lechem aponim is a very long zman. It's a full week. It's allowed to be there a full week. It could be there an entire week. But past the week, it's not allowed to be there anymore. Past the week, there's already going to be pasulina. In the third seer, the lechem aponim were not put on in the proper time. Then they were put on Sunday. The seder was done improperly. So therefore, the shulchan was never mekadesh it. If it was never mekadesh it, there was never going to be a pasulina. When is the shulchan mekadesh it? When the next Shabbos comes around. From that Shabbos until the following Shabbos will be a regular week, it's never going to be chal, the psulim. But what comes out then from this Mishnah is a little bit of a chiddush. That the only time the Shulchan had the ability to be mekadesh the lechem upon him, li posel, is if it was put on the right time. Meaning, we've had this discussion many times in Zvachim and Menaches. We know that klisharis ha-mekadesh, but there's two dinim in klisharis mekadesh. Klisharis mekadesh li-karev, klisharis mekadesh li-pasal. So before dam goes on the mizbeach, from any typical carbon that you're bringing, the dam had to be in a klisharis. The klisharis, the kabbalah, the sakin also was mekadesh, had to be mekadesh the dam. Only now the dam is ready to go on the mizbeach. So the klisharis was mekadesh dam, Li Karev. There's also a concept of being Makadish Dam Li Pasal. The only way the Dam would be possible, Yoitse or Pasabalina, is if it was first in a Klisharis. The standard of how much Kedusha you need to attain the level of Li Pasal and Li Karev are not the same. You need more Kedusha Li Karev than you need Li Pasal. So that's Pasha, the Klisharis can't be Makadish Li Karev Shalei Bezmane. But could it be Makadish Li Pasal Shalei Bezmane? At first glance, this Mishnah is Exhibit A. You see in the Mishnah that if the Lechem Aponim were put on the Shulchan on Sunday, not on Shabbos, Sunday, that's now it's not the Zman Lechem Aponim. So I mean that it's not the Zman Lechem Aponim, it's not going to become Pasal Bavina, or the meter won't start ticking as it relates to Psalina until the following Shabbos comes. And the reason is because klisharis is only mekadesh bismanoi. But maybe the klisharis could be mekadesh shaloi bismanoi lipasa. So you see in the Mishnah clearly that a klisharis cannot be mekadesh even lipasa shaloi bismanoi. And the Gemara now is going to ask Akash on this. Tanan Hassam, we learned in the Mishnah. And where's Hassam? Mesechtes Yuma, a well-known Mishnah. Amar lehem ha-mamuna. So it's Yom Kippur in the morning. And the mamuna, the one that was in charge, would go out and he would say, Tzuru migiyas man shchita. Go see if it's time, could we bring the tamid shal shach imigiyah. If it came, Haroya Omer, the person that saw the sun rising would say, Barkai, right? The sun is rising. Matzio ben Shmuel Omer, it worked a little bit different. The Koyim would say, Hey, Pnei Kol HaMizrachat Shebechevron, he would ask it, is the whole eastern front already shining? Ad Shebechevron, Vahu Omer, and that Koyim whose job it was to look would say, Hey, indeed it is. Why did they need this long-winded way of doing it? Because once upon a time, the moon was up, V'dimush Heir Mizrach, and the Kehanim thought that it was the sun. To a satomid and they brought the carbon tomid. Vaitziyu lebeis hasreifa. And they brought it to the beis hasreifa. Vahiridu kengadol beis hatfila. And then the kengadol had to go to the beis hatfila. Bottom line is that once upon a time, a mistake happened.
because they confused the sun with the moon. So, lehoitzi, right, to make it very, very clear, they would say, hey, your pnei, kol ha-mizrach ad shebech evrei. It's like this, they should chalila not have to take the carbon tamid and end up burning it. The Mishnah continues, derech agav zeh, kol ha-yib, mikdash kol ha-mesach es raglav, anytime the kohen or kangola would go to the bathroom, gedoylim, ton tefillah, chal ha-matul mayim, ton kiddush, yedayim v'raglav, toni avud rabab, loizu bilvad. Meaning, the Gemara, the Mishnah just told the story and said that once upon a time, they brought the carbon tamid at night. They thought it was the sun. It turned out it was the moon. And they brought the carbon tamid when they weren't supposed to. And what did they do with the tamid? V'hoitziu l'beis hasreifa. Said Avu d'Rab Nosin. That I'll tell you even a bigger chiddush. That not only a behema, that shechita was done at night, is the halacha that the behema now needs to be burnt in the beis hasreifa. Even an oil saif that doesn't have shechita, it has melika. Belaila, and the melika was done at night, or mincha shenik was belaila, or the mincha that tmitzah was done at night. Teitzel beis hasreifa. The halacha is there too, you have to burn. Frank the Gemara. Bishlam an oil saif, bishlam an oil saif, where the melika was done at night, I understand. Bishlam belayaf shaladura. There's no way to undo it. Just you can't undo the shechita, you can't undo the melika. Ela mincha. Why a mincha that was done with a kmitza balayla, do you have to burn the mincha? Clearly, we don't want to burn the carbon, so don't burn it. Why can't you just put the kaimitz back and do another kmitza? So Avud Rab Abin said, I'll explain to you what this brisa means. Klisharis, mikachin, shaloi bezmano. No, it's too late. Once you did the kmitza and you put it into a klisharis, that was the equivalent of the Kabbalah, you put it into the klisharis, now already it gets kedushas kaimitz. Once it has kedushas kaimitz, you can't put it back. The problem is, it gets kedushas kaimitz if you did it properly. He didn't do it properly. Here the kmitza was done by Laila. This is being done at night. You're not allowed to do it at night. So said Avu, the Rabbi Abin, that you see from here that a klisharis is mekadesh even shalei bezmani. Freit the Gemara Akasha. Meisi. Kol akor b'yoyim kadesh b'yoyim. Balayla, kadesh balayla. Anything that has a din to be makru b'yoyim, you can be mekadesh in the klisharis b'yoyim. If the din is to be makru b'balayla, you can be mekadesh in the klisharis b'layla. Rashi says, what's brought b'layla? Minchas nesachim. Bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla. Something that can be brought b'yoyim u'balayla. Kadesh bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla. Sok the Gemara. Kol akor b'yoyim kadesh b'yoyim. B'yoyim in b'layla loy. It sounds like if you mekadesh it, if you makru b'yoyim, you have to be mekadesh b'yoyim. The Gemara says, "Loi ain't a kaddish likarev, but a kaddish lipasel." That price is talking about kaddish likarev, like we spoke about earlier. But kaddish lipasel, that maybe could happen by Laila as well. But Moisiv Rab Zera, and this is why we're talking about this right now. Rab Zera said, "I'll ask you another kasha from Unzer and Mishnah. See, there is a lechem b'zichem machar Shabbos. If you misadu lechem b'zichem machar Shabbos, the third tzir in our Mishnah, the ikker is b'zichem Shabbos, and you make the b'zichem on Shabbos psula. Keitzad yase? What's the etza? Yanichenu l'Shabbos haba. Leave it until the following Shabbos. Leave it another week. It's almost 2 weeks. Shafilu what?" It doesn't bother me. Frank the Gemara, why doesn't it bother me? Oh, the reason is because the clock doesn't start ticking for Psulina until Shabbos comes, because the Shulchan could only be Mekadish the Lechem Li Pasel Bismanoi. But Frank the Gemara, Yisol Gadayt Klisharis Mekadish Shulay Bismanim Li Pasel, Likdish Velifso. Why don't we say that the Shulchan was Mekadish the bread, then it should become Pasel? To steer it Vua, the Rabbin, I'm a Rabba. Rabba said, Manda Kamoisif, Shapur Kamoisif. It's a good Kasha. This is a wonderful Kasha. Manda Kamoisif, Shapur Kamoisif. So what do you do? Avua, the Rabbin, Nami Masisa Kama. But the problem is, Avua, the Rabbin was also saying good. He had a Brisa. The Brisa says that if you do kmitza balayla, you can't put it back into the original klisharis. Why not? Because once you put the kaimitz into the second klisharis, it was mekadesh lipasa. You can't put it back in. So what's going on? Is a klisharis mekadesh lipasa shalei bezmanu, or is it not mekadesh lipasa shalei bezmanu? Said the Gemara, Rabbi said, there's only one way out of this. You have to say kasava layla im mechusas man. There's a difference between Rab Abin's case, Avud Rab Abin's case, and our Mishnah. Avud Rab Abin was talking about, we did the kmitza balayla. It's the wrong time. It's shalei bezmanei. Why? Because you have to wait until the sun rises. But the issue was mechusar zman of layla. The sun is going to come up. And as soon as it does, it won't be Mechusar Zman anymore. So being that it's Laila, we've had this idea already many times, Laila is not considered Mechusar Zman in the laws of Kachin. And as a result, it's not so Shaloi Bezmanoi. And Klisharis could be Mekadesh Azasor Shaloi Bezmanoi. Shaloi Bezmanoi, that's Lav Mechusar Zman. Be possible. As it relates to our Mishnah, you put the bread on the Shulchan 6 days too early. 6 days too early. Yamim is Mechusar Zman. That's going to be an issue. But the Gemara has a follow-up question. Frank, the Gemara. Being that you're telling me that Laila is not Mechusar Zman, so the Lechem HaPanim was put on the Shulchan on Sunday. Sunday can't be Mekadosh it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday night, it should be able to be Mekadosh it. Because even though the Zman is really Shabbos day, but Laila is not Mechus Zman. So once it's not Mechus Zman, it's already Mekadosh Lipasol, which means that if you've Cheshbin 7 days, May Eis Le'Eis, by the following Friday night, it's already going to be possible, which means Shabbos morning, it's going to be possible. Lino, it's afraid the Gemara. Soif soif kimati laila de beishimshi liktish velifsol amarava. There's only one way out. You have to say b'shakadim b'silek. The idea is leave it there until Shabbos, remove it before Shabbos, and then put it on again. So that's why you're not going to have that issue. But if it's going to be there, if it's going to be the Friday night, you're going to run into an issue. Mazutra v'tamer of Ashiyam afilu tamer b'shalikin v'silek kiven this sidrei shalikin mitzvasa inasi kimayish sidrei kuf. You don't have to say that Rav Asher said. Rav Asher said there's still a good teretz, and that is that the mincha, the reason Mechus Zman didn't bother me, is because the kmitza, the actual kmitza, was done in the time of Mechus Zman. So it's as if the kmitza was never such a kmitza psula. The kmitza was done by Laila. Laila is not Mechus Zman. So even though nikmitza by Laila is a problem, but in terms of Mechus Zman, it's not considered so Mechus Zman that it should bother me. But over here, the sidur of the Lechem Abonim was done on Sunday. The actual sidur was done in the wrong time. You're right. Once it stays by the following Friday night, at that point, Laila won't be Mechus Zman. But it's still going to have a cheshivus of Mechus Zman, being that the actual sidur was done Mechus Zman. Therefore, the clock doesn't start ticking until Shabbos day, and therefore you can leave it there a full week. You're not going to end up with a psul. The shtei halechem that were brought on Shavuos. So when were they eaten? Ein pachis mishnayim. It was eaten not less than 2 days from when it was baked. But not more than 3 days from when it was baked. Ketzad nefes me'erev yontif. You couldn't bake the shtei halechem on yontif. So it was baked on erev yontif. Nechol is beyontif, and it was eaten on yontif l'shnayim, which is 2 days later, the second day. The Shtei Alechem could not be baked on Yontif. It was baked Erev Yontif. Thus, Erev Yontif is day one in the life of the Shtei Alechem. Yontif is day two in the life of the Shtei Alechem. It's Nechal Ishnayim. Chol Yontif liyas Achar Shabbos. What happens if Yontif fell out? Achar Shabbos on Sunday. So then they baked it on Friday. And they didn't eat it until Sunday. So Friday is day one in the life of the Shtei Alechem. Shabbos is day two. And then when it was eaten, it was Yontif. That was day three. Thus, it's going to be Nechal Shoshosh. Lechem Aponim, Nechal, Ein Pachas Mitisha, was never eaten less than 9 days from when it was baked. V'lo Yisrael Achad Asar. And never more than 11 days from when it was baked. Okay, Nefer Merev Shabbos, V'Nechal Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos, when everything is going smoothly, it's Kishurasan, you bake it on Erev Shabbos, you eat it the following Shabbos. The day that you're eating it is day nine. Friday Shabbos, and then Sunday through Shabbos a full week. So you have your 9 days. Chol Yontif liyas Erev Shabbos. If Yontif fell out on Erev Shabbos, so they couldn't bake it on Erev Shabbos. They had to bake it on Thursday. So it's one extra day. Nechal Asar. Shnei Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, the only 2 days Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash was Rosh Hashanah. So if you had Thursday, Friday is Rosh Hashanah, so then they had to bake it on Wednesday. So then by the time you're eating it, it's Nechal Echadas. It's already the 11th day from when it was baked. Einu Doicha Leis HaShabbos Leis HaYontif. The baking of the Shtei Alechem Lechem Apanah wasn't Doicha, not Shabbos, not Yontif. Rosh Hashanah Gamliel Leimer, Mishum Rosh Hashanah Askan. Doicha HaYontif. No, it was Doicha Yontif. It was only Doicha HaTzayim. It wasn't Doicha Yom Kippur. Amar Ravina, Ravina said. The Divrei Oymen, the Darman Adavas can't be on Yontif. Quintum that says, the Darman Adavas can't be brought on Yontif. Now, everybody agrees you can't bring the Darman Adavas on Shabbos, right? That's why we don't say Mizmul Asayda on Shabbos. Because the Karban Toida was a Karban Yachid. Mizmul Asayda is connected the Karban Toida. The Rambam says that's the Divrei Shevach they used to say when they brought the Karban Toida, Rashi and Tehillim. Right? Perikuf, Dafkuf. So that's the Perik that they used to say. And therefore, on Shabbos, we don't say Mizmul Asayda because we couldn't bring a Karban Toida. What about on Yontif? Were you able to bring the Darim and the Davos on Yontif, or were you not able to bring the Darim and Davos on Yontif? It's Machlekes. What would be the reason you shouldn't be able to? It's Yontif. You can't be Michal Yontif. What would be the reason you should be able to? It's Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh is Doichi Yontif. In fact, the mandama that holds that it's not Doichi Yontif, it's a Sugi Masech Nisbe. It's based on Drushes. That Lochem, Veloy Legvaya, it's only Achashe Yochel Nefesh. But the point is that there's a machlekes in the Gemara whether Nedarim or Nedavis were craving the Yontif or ain't craving the Yontif. Said Rabin, I always wondered. The man Dama that holds Nedarim or Nedavis ain't craving the Yontif, is it Midairaisa? Midairaisa, it's based on a drasha like we just said. Or is maybe it's only Midrabbanan. Maybe the reason you can't do it, it's a derabbanan. What would be the derabbanan? So Ravina suggests that maybe it'd be a gzeira Shema Yasha. If you're allowed to bring your neder and nedav on Yontif, a person who made him, took upon himself a neder that he has to bring a carbon taida. So he's going to say, I'm going to wait till Yontif, and Yontif, I'm going to do it. So I know I can bring it on Yontif. Yontif, I'm anyways going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, because I'm going to go be a regal. You're going to wait till Yontif. It's going to end up being pushed off till after Yontif, right? Procrastinate. It's going to end up being after Yontif. Once it's after Yontif, you're running into Baal Ta'achar issues, because Baal Ta'achar is being Ma'achar Gimel Regalim. So it could be it's only Midrabban. So Zed Ravina, the Divri, I mean, the Dharma, the same craving, but Yontif, Loi, Tema, don't think, Midday Raisa, Mixachazi. That Midday Raisa, it's okay. Virabban, and who the Gazri, it's only us Midrabban and Xer Shemel Yasha. We're afraid that you may leave it. No, it's not true. Ela Midday Raisa, Nami Loichazu. You should know, even Midday Raisa, it's not okay. Because the Shtei Alechem, which is a Chayves Hayoim, it's not the Dharma Nadavis, it's Chayves Hayoim. Velekulam Eim Hashem Ayasha. And there's no Chasha Hashem Ayasha, because there is no tomorrow with the Shtei Alechem. If you don't bring it on Yontif, what, Shem Ayasha? You have to bring it on Yontif. Viktani Enedech, Eloyas Hashabas, Eloyas Ayontif. Elamai, you see precedence. There's a concept, said Ravino, that even though it's Eichel Nefesh, still the halacha is you couldn't bake the Shtei Alechem Ayontif. You had to bake it Erev Yontif. Aye, what do you mean it's Eichel Nefesh? Must be that when it comes to Gavaya, there's no heter of Eichel Nefesh. That's the case with regards to the Shtei Alechem. It's reasonable to assume that that's also the case as it relates to Nedarim and Nedavis. And therefore, Ravina said, the man Daman that holds Nedarim and Nedavis and Kreivim Yontif, I believe it's Midairaisa, Nano Midrabanan. There's a lot more rate to speak about as it relates to today's daf. Metz Hashem, we'll try to find some time tomorrow or the next day to speak about some of the rate.